Hagar and Ishmael sent away. Isaac grew, and on the day he was weaned, Abraham had a great feast. Sarah saw Ishmael, son of Hagar the Egyptian, acting in a mocking way and said to Abraham, "Get rid of that slave woman and her son, for that slave woman's son will never share in the inheritance with my son Isaac." The matter distressed Abraham greatly because it concerned his son. But God said to him, "Do not be so distressed about the boy and your maidservant. Listen to what Sarah tells you, because it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned. I will make the son of the maidservant into a nation also, because he is your offspring." It can be found in Genesis 21:11-13. Early next morning, Abraham gave Hagar some food and a skin of water and sent her off with the boy. Hagar wandered the desert of Beersheba, and soon the water in the skin was gone. She put her son under a bush and sat down nearby, but out of the sight of him. She thought, "I cannot watch the boy die," and she started to sob. God heard the boy crying, and the angel of God called to Hagar. "What is the matter, Hagar? Do not be afraid. God has heard the boy crying as he lies there. Lift the boy up and take him by the hand, for I will make him into a great nation." Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. So she went and filled the skin with water and gave the boy a drink. God was with the boy as he grew up. He lived in the desert and became an archer. While he was living in the desert of Paran, his mother got a wife for him from Egypt. It can be found in Genesis 21:9-21.